Radio Free Endor. The hosts are Jamie Burns and Paul Stickley. The location? A UK-based podcast in West Yorkshire, Midlands area, on the Southgate Media Group. Now, the summary of the show. Radio Free Endor is a Star Wars podcast, but we also dive into geek culture, music and TV, and bring the lighter side of the Force. Intro submission. Intro to episode 26 of Radio Free Endor, the night before an Endor Christmas. C-3PO and R2-D2 arrive at the old radio station on an important mission on Christmas Eve, with the voices of Simon Wilkie as C-3PO, Jane Burns, Paul Stickley and Nicholas Burns as themselves, and written, edited and directed by Jamie Burns. Radio Free Endor presents The Night Before an Endor Christmas.
I think this is the place, Artu. I'd better knock, I suppose. Hello? Hello? There doesn't seem to be anybody here. Let's go back. Goodness gracious me.
Anka, aren't you a pinky? My fingers.
Artu de Toa.
Haku. Manani de
Toa. Bo se thray peya.
Denai.
Et tuta od bishka. Radio Free Endor?
Could you, Wanky?
Excuse me.
And my fingers, Kuta.
May we come inside, as our joints are starting to freeze?
My fingers.
How rude. Indeed, Artu. I don't think they're going to let us in. We'd better go.
Hello there, guys.
Hello.
You look a little bit lost. Can I help you? But make it quick. We're waiting for the babysitter, Auntie Mothma.
Mon Mothma sends her apologies. She could not make the appointment on this occasion.
All right.
Who's the golden rod?
I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
Well, in that case, it's best if you both come inside. Well, looks like she sent you two to babysit instead, then.
Sir, I am fluent in over 7 million forms of communication and can interact with millions of different life forms, but I am not programmed to mind children.
Oh, really?
Mon Mothma said there was a very special mission that only Artu and myself could perform.
Well, the mission is babysitting Nicholas.
Artu, where are you going? We have not accepted this mission.
Looks like your little friend has accepted it. Come on, let me introduce you.
Oh my!
Thanks, Artu. I can't wait for Santa to arrive. He loves mince pies and carrots for Rudolph.
Jamie, look at the time. We have to get going. Don't want to miss that train, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Just 5 minutes more, Paul. Nicholas, this is 3PO.
Hello, Master Nicholas.
Hello.
They're going to look after you tonight until Paul and me get back.
Okay.
Off to bed now, before Santa gets here. And Nicholas, Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas, Nicholas.
Merry Christmas.
That time again, Jamie, and it's going to be a cold one.
Don't worry, there's lots of hot chocolate on board.
You're not going to sing again, are you?
Don't worry, Paul. I've got it covered. Have you got the keys to the speeders?
Of course I have. You always lose them, don't you, anyway?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Right, race ya!
I And then the Endor Express let out a loud whistle and was on its way into the snowy night to spend Christmas in the stars. Indeed, R2, I knew you'd like that story. I do too. Right, Mr. Nicholas, time for you to power down for the night.
3PO, will the Endor Express come tonight?
Only if you are sleeping.
One more story, please. R2 agrees.
If you insist, but then it's time for your rest.
Okay.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Endor, not a creature was stirring, not even a rancor. The stockings were hung by the cargo bay with care, in fear that Darth Vader soon would be there. The Ewoks were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Paul in his kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in the forest there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the porthole I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and shifted my stash to the moon on the breast on the new fallen snow, gave the luster of midday to objects below. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature falcon, which is getting too near. With a furry co-driver and a pilot called Han, they made that old girl go as fast as it can.
Watch it, Chewie!
More rapid than Ewoks, the courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called out my name, as dry leaves that before a wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the treetops the falcon she flew, with a breech full of merchandise, and the new porgs too.
I love porgs.
And then in a twinkling I heard from the gallery, Leia and Luke were becoming too pally. And as I drew in my head and was turning around, down the garbage chute came Yoda with a bound. He was dressed all in robes, from his head to his foot, and his robes were all tarnished with poodoo and soot. Yes, R2, I'm getting to that part. A bundle of sabers he had on his back, and he looked like a peddler opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his skin was so green. He was the ugliest thing you have ever seen. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his hair was so thin as it just won't grow. The stump of his pipe he held firm in his teeth, and the smoke so thick I could hardly breathe. He had a broad face and a round little belly. He looked like a bowl full of green jelly. He was little and chubby and just like an elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a wave of his hand soon gave me to know we would be damned. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Then using the force to gather his loot, he nodded his head and disappeared up the chute. He sprang to the falcon, to the team gave word, and away they flew just like a bird. But I heard him exclaim as they flew out of sight, "Merry Christmas, you will have." Yes, I think that's right. Merry Christmas, Master Nicholas.
Merry Christmas, 3PO. Merry Christmas, R2.
Come along now, R2. I think this mission is complete. The Endor Express is sure to be here soon. Oh, and R2, Merry Christmas to you too.
Now, the clip you're about to hear is a cut-down version of episode 30, where the hosts talk about what they have been doing up to the time of recording with Paul and his puppies, Jamie listening to scary music and podcasts. Welcome to episode 30 of Radio Free Endor. Summer is finally here, and that means it's car boot time to see what bargains we can pick up. And we also have to dive into the Solo trailers and TV spots, because we just bought them, as Disney are now playing catch up for all the release date. So get a cold drink, pull up a chair, sit back, and let's dive into all the gossip. However, I cannot do this alone. Nope, I need the man with a house full of Wookiee puppies. It's Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Jamie? All right, I'm a lot better than last time we spoke.
Yeah, you was quite ill last time, yeah, weren't you, Paul?
I'm not sure how much of me is on the last podcast, but every other word was a cough. It was it's took me 3 weeks to get over it. It really has. It knocked me for six. So
it did, didn't it?
We're firing on all cylinders now, so we're back.
Yeah, we're back, and it's quite a full episode. We've got loads to go through this, and basically it's mostly all about Solo, because Disney are really trying to catch up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
really trying, because the release date is really, really soon. But anyway, so how's your puppies first, Paul? I've got to ask that.
They're actually really well. They've all survived, so we're doing something right.
Yeah, that's good news.
But I must admit, the first fortnight that we had them, it felt like about 6 months. Just no sleep. It was just really stressful. But they're brilliant little pups. They are. Yeah. So they're only two and a half weeks away now from flying the nest, so to speak.
Yeah. So, I must admit, I've seen the photos myself. They are beautiful.
They are real nice dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, they are awesome. And you have got one that's sort of chewy coloured. I have to say, proper co-pilot kind of thing.
He's not been sold yet, and he is like a very, like I say, chewy. He is very much that colour.
Beautiful. Oh,
he's a real nice dog. He's the biggest one of the bunch, though. He likes his food.
Get out my way. That's mine.
So that's really what's been taking a lot of my time up, and that plus my work commitments now have changed. So hence why we're late doing this and things. And
you've been busy doing that. Yeah. I've been really busy myself with work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Plus, we're getting ready to have a new kitchen put in at the residence. So we'll be sorting all that out. Yeah. And plus, we did release that bonus episode as well with Ian Crabb. Yeah. And that was half an hour more of soundtracks. And we got some good feedback from that, Paul.
It's a shame I wasn't involved a bit more in that one, like I say.
Well, you was in at the beginning and you was in at the end. But it was a good show. I tell you what, I totally enjoyed that one for the simple fact it was so good to revisit some of these old tunes that I've not heard in a long time, plus new tunes as well from these new composers.
It was a bit of a Star Wars the Musical, like Grease.
Well, yeah, it was a bit. I did this. I'm quite patted myself on the back with one bit, because I did this Star Wars medley. I might just put it in the back, actually, because it sounds quite good. A bit of a Star Wars medley, and it went from Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, E.T., Hook, and it just and they all seemed to. I was literally just going boom, 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 and they all went in. Really fat, and I was like, wow,
just waiting for a copyright to drop.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, but it sounded really good.
Cool.
One of my favorite soundtracks at the moment, Paul, that I've been listening to is from the film. Now I keep getting corrected with this every time I mention it, from The Ritual. The Ritual. I'm saying it,
The Withdrawal.
The Withdrawal on Netflix, it's really good. Okay. But the soundtrack by Ben Lovett is absolutely superb. I like listening to that. Cool. I had it. I was out in the garage the other day building my brand spanking new proton pack, because you know I like to prance around as a Ghostbuster in my spare time.
Yeah. On TV, yeah.
Forget Ghostbusters, Gutbusters.
Yeah. Don't mention that again, Paul. I've scrubbed it off my memory of that TV appearance.
I've not.
God. Yeah, go. I'll tell you what, I took a sledgehammer to that skybox that had that episode saved on it. God! Right? But it did get me a room at Star Wars Celebrations. Yes, anyway. So I'm building a brand new proton pack based on the comic book version of Ghostbusters, the boson pack. So I'm building that.
and I've got Ben Lovett's music from The Ritual playing, and it's proper spooky. So and I've got a tattoo artist living next door, you know, working next door. And I was thinking, what's he, you know, there he is tattooing away, and all he can hear is just bound. Sounds really, I was going, yeah, this is great, but I've been trying to catch up on Rebel Force Radio, right? I've been trying to catch up with me spooky podcast. I listened to Jim Harrell's Campfire Ghost Stories. I like listening to Ghost Stories, you know that. And the Paracast. I like listening to that as well. Okay. But so much to listen to.